I'm going to explain this one as if I hadn't used the software to get a picture. Since there's no trace in the XY plane, and the trace in the YZ plane is a hyperbola, and the trace in the XZ plane is a hyperbola, and there's no X or Y intercept, and there's a Z intercept at 0, 0, 1, and also at 0, 0, negative 1, it would seem that our graph would have to be a hyperboloid of two sheets. Certainly that's a hint that there's no trace in the XY plane. And the hyperbolas in the YZ plane and XZ plane would tend to make one think that even without knowing about the X and Y intercepts and the Z intercept, that that would be our best bet. And of course, then I solved for Z with software, although it could be done by hand easily enough, and then graphed the two solutions that I got. One is like the upper part of the sheet and one's the lower part of the sheet.